Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Oh my gosh, sometimes, you know, you just try to do a podcast and everything that comes out of your mouth is ridiculous. So this is my third attempt and hopefully it will be less ridiculous than the other two attempts. Maybe I'm just hungry. It is dinner time and I am anticipating a lovely meal. We still have leftovers from our winter solstice feast that we had people over and had a shed party. And so it's been like Christmas. So, you know, don't have to think about what to eat. You can just open the fridge and reach for the next leftovers. So tonight we're having koftas, really, really yummy koftas, and then leftover apple pie as well with whipped cream. So that's a pretty good meal on a, I don't know what degrees it is, about 3, cold night. Before I jump into the actual podcast and the little idea that I wanted to explore with you today, I just want to mention that the Duck Pond is currently open for its winter 2023 intake, and it will be open for a week. It will be open until the 2nd of July, the Sunday night at around 6 p.m. we usually say cart closing. So if you're interested in joining us, I would love to have you along. I know that times are a bit tough at the moment as well financially for people. So I've put it back at 2022 prices. So you can join for a month for $33 or you can join for a year for $330. So it's a pretty good deal, and I'd love to have you in there. It is quickly becoming one of the sort of go-to places on the internet, I've got to say, because it is just a beautiful place, a beautiful corner of the internet where you can contribute, you can get involved, or you can sit quietly and anonymously on the left bank on a blanket eating cake. And just soaking up the wisdom and the insights. You know, I know some people don't like groups, but you don't really have to be in the group to be in the group when it comes to something like the Duck Pond. You really can just join up and just, you know, come along to the masterclasses or listen to them, watch the replay every month. I tell you what, you will get so much gold from those masterclasses coming up. In July's masterclass, on the 17th of July, we have a masterclass with Adrienne Beck, who's going to be chatting all about developing junior fiction concepts. So that's going to be super, super interesting and funny, if you know Adrienne. He's just so charming and he's so generous and so much fun and super successful too. So it's going to be great to hang out with him in July. And then June, July, August, we have Claire Saxby. She's coming in to talk to us about writing non-fiction picture books. So that will be amazing. Claire is so skilled and has so many titles under her belt. And it's been a much asked for class in the pond. People are very interested in writing non-fiction for kids as well as fiction. So that's our August masterclass. And then in September, it's Fairy Tale Month. We do Fairy Tale Month every September. We pause to really dive into the whole world of fairy tales. And as a special treat, we always have two masterclasses rather than one. So this year we have Lorena Carrington, who is an amazing illustrator of fairy tales. If you would have seen her work around, she's illustrated a lot of Kate Forsyth stuff as well. So Lorena is coming in to talk to us and run a masterclass, and that will really delight all of our illustrators too, for sure. And we've also got Kathleen Jennings, who is an amazing author. She's coming in of fairy tales as well. There'll be loads more details about all this in all the newsletters and on all my socials. I try very hard to keep in contact with everybody and let everybody know what's going on. So I think I succeed mostly talking about all this stuff on all the different platforms and trying to reach as many people. So that is September in the duck pond. And then October, it's semester break where we chill out and there's nothing. Just the pond, just the delightful waters of the duck pond. And of course me, you get me every month. So every month as part of the duck pond deal, you have a coaching call with me, and that is that's beautiful. It's in Zoom. You get to talk if you want to. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. I'm very mindful about how people feel in terms of their visibility and that. So it's very much, I work really hard to make it feel like a very safe place. It is a safe place. So once a month, coaching call with me, where we also do writing prompts and goal setting and all sorts of stuff, as well as ask questions and get coached on things that you want help with. So that's every single month in the duck pond that goes on. And the other thing that I do every month is I pop in on the full moon at lunchtime, and I do an oracle card reading, and it's always based around everybody's creativity and what they want to achieve that month. What they might want to wrap up, it being a full moon, what they want to let go of. So it's just a really cosmic, fun, really nurturing thing that we do once a month in the duck pond as well. And of course it's automatically recorded because that's in Facebook. So if you miss out on seeing it, you can always go back in at your leisure and watch the recording of the oracle reading as well. So that's going on in Duck Pond. So hop over to the website and have a look at the sales page. There's loads of details over there. There's a shit ton of testimonials. We've got testimonials coming out the wazoo. We've also got a Hall of Fame that's connected to the page where you can see what everyone's getting published at the moment. And that is like a library in and of itself. So hop over there, have a look at the sales page. And as I said, we're opening it at the moment. It's open until the 2nd of July at 6 p.m. on the Sunday night, and it is at last year's prices, 2022. So what's not to love, my darling? All right, now, I've forgotten what I wanted to talk about. Oh, that's right. So this thing I thought I'd share with you today, it's a sort of a thing that might be something that helps you cope with rejection. And when things don't go well, and when, you get a knockback and all those sorts of things, it's tough. It's hard. So I want to share this thing in the online business space. So, of course, I am in the online business space because I run Girl and Duck, which is an online business. So there's a lot of talk, and I've heard this said from a few coaches now of late, about separating your business from yourself, okay? And a lot of women in particular have had a lot of trouble with this over the years, that they feel they take everything personally, so that when something doesn't work out, when something doesn't sell, when people unsubscribe, all the everyday things that happen with an online business, sometimes it can feel really personal. And the current advice, which I think is really, really cool, is to separate yourself from your business and understand that your business is an identity in and of itself. It has its own energy body. It really does. There's even businesses out there that will help you align the chakras of your business. Like, it's become that much of a recognized thing that a business is not you. Your business is not you. Your business is a separate identity that has its own energetic imprint. It's made up of all the people who are involved in it and all the people who bring their energy to it. So just as, Girl and Duck stands outside of Jen Stora, it's not me. It's a separate identity. And so when things happen in Girl and Duck that, when people unsubscribe or send me a note saying, I spammed them. Trust me, I don't spam anyone, but some people think if they get an email, it's actually spam. When things like that happen, it's like, oh, that's okay. It's not me. It's the business, all right? The business soaks that up. The business deals with that. It's all fine. It's not a personal attack. You've done nothing wrong. And I think it's a great mentality, a great mindset to bring to yourself as an author or illustrator. When your work is rejected, when it doesn't do or it doesn't do as well, that's another thing that happens, of course. A book comes out and you're so excited about it, and then it's like crickets, you know, like, you know, or the launch fails, or you have a gig and no one turns up. All those normal, everyday, they're all rites of passage. They happen to all writers and illustrators. But we tend to take it really seriously. But if we can look at ourselves as a separate identity, so it's these things happen to Jen Storer, author. Okay, they don't happen to Jen. Jen is safe. Jen is fine. Jen Storer, author, is the Lego piece that's out there in the world working on behalf of Jen Storer, author. And it's apparently, you know, Madonna said this. I think it was Madonna said, you know, it's not her that goes out and performs. It's she employs Madonna. Madonna employs Madonna to work, to do the work. All right. So if we can look at it in that way and think, yeah, it's Jen Storer, author, it's Aaron Slater, illustrator, who's out there on the big Lego board of the world working and copying all the rejections, then we can protect ourselves and protect our hearts and not feel quite so vulnerable. It's not going to be a foolproof thing. Of course, you're going to feel the blows and arrows, but it is a really, really powerful mindset to get into, to separate yourself from that person, from that public person. And that can really help as well if you have visibility issues too. It can help to look at yourself, you know, when you have to, or you feel that you have to be more visible and promote your work and promote your business or whatever it is that you're promoting, getting out there on the socials, putting your face out there. If you can think of that as being your business identity, your .com person, your Lego person who's working on behalf of you. If you can think of it that way, then perhaps you won't feel quite so vulnerable and quite so confronted by being having to be visible to play the game. So anyway, that's just something I thought I'd share with you. I thought you might like to think about, and you might be able to, you know, just give yourself a separate identity when, you know, in your head. So Jen Storer, author. Not Jen Storer, is out there on Instagram, is out there promoting Girl on Duck, is out there doing the things that feel a bit cringy and I feel a bit vulnerable. That's Jen Storer, author, Jen Storer, business person. That's Girl on Duck. That's not me. Jen Storer, author, Jen Storer, Girl on Duck is actually doing this podcast. The real Jen is about to go and eat apple pie. All right. I love you heaps, and I'll talk to you again soon. See you later. Bye for now. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.